What's good, y'all? It's your girl, Ray.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Q.
And we are
the Goddess Babes. Welcome to the Goddess Babes Sip and Spill Podcast,
where we deep sea dive into raw, unfiltered heart to hearts between two best friends.
Gang, gang.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's going to get wet, y'all.
It's going to get wet. So in the previous episode, we talked about hoe culture and we kind of gave our definitions on what we feel makes a hoe.
Mm-hmm.
And so do you consider a nigga or a bitch that's a side chick or a side nigga a hoe?
I do.
Okay.
I do because, well, let me say this. Again, we've touched on the different circumstances and situations to where, you know, not okay or appropriate, but to where you could see maybe where a side piece or side nigga would tap in. You know, we said it's dependent on the household and the people. So if we're speaking of in a committed relationship, and
I'm talking about the legit, like
you, yes, I do, because especially knowingly, because that's your intent. As we said, it's the for us, our definition, it's more not, it's not the bodies, it's your intent behind what you're doing and who you're doing it with. And at this point, you know that this person is married and they have children and they have been with this person for X amount, whatever their situation is, you know it. Yeah. And you know the damage that can be caused. You know the hurt and you know the chaos that could come from your situation being revealed, whether they be famous people or just regular people. You know what the outcome is going to be. It's going to destroy some shit. It's going to damage some stuff and it's going to fuck people up. And you still are okay with doing that willingly because you're getting whatever it is that you're getting out of it, whatever that is for you, whatever it looks like. As that, yes, I absolutely think that that makes you nigga, bitch, whatever. You're a hoe. You are intentionally setting out to do damage, and you don't care of the repercussions. You don't care what the damage is going to look like.
What
you don't
they care, do care what the though, fuck. But it doesn't. Well, who, but it's not enough. Just the same as like somebody.
Well, if you care, like, would you be a side piece?
But just like somebody who wants to get clean. I do care. I do acknowledge it. I do want to. But this pool is different. You know what I'm saying? Like, what if they do care, but they still, because we all do things for a reason, right? Mm-hmm. Most everything boils back down to some sort of trauma, some sort of disturbance in your mental or whatever. Because people don't just wake up wanting to fuck the world up after birth, like when they're born. Like, they don't just wake up and it's like, fuck this whole universe, I'm gonna go fuck niggas and not give a fuck about shit. Happens to you in your life that gets you to a point where it's fuck bitches, get money, or fuck niggas, da 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 da, right? So the reason I said the thing with the addict is because, well, most people know an addict or have addicts in their family, right, or whatever, and you can understand what the actual struggle. Like, it's an illness.
Absolutely.
It's not
it's a
simple,
yes,
like, you should do better, stop drinking. You know, you shouldn't do that, stop smoking. You know you could die, stop doing it.
Yes.
Like, that,
yes,
it's just not that simple. You know better, but sometimes you know better, but you don't do better. So that's what I'm saying. Like, what about, what if it's not that they don't give a fuck if it ruins the family, or they don't give a fuck? And typically to do that, you got to be, like I said, either disturbed or fucked up, or you're in too deep to where your feelings matter too. And like, what about what it's going to do to me? That type of thing. Those situations.
I guess.
I mean, if you're still saying ho-ho, fine, but I'm just saying there are people that are in that position, but they do care. They don't necessarily want that the family to break up, or, but you know what I mean? Like, there's,
I guess that would be one of those situations where you would have to, I guess that would be looking at that person or that side piece. It would take looking into them and their story and their situation, because if I think in my mind, and correct me if I'm wrong, or some, if in my mind when I think about like a side piece, I think that for the most part, and again, I could be totally wrong on this, but I feel like for the most part they get into it as more of a business relationship as opposed to a feeling thing. I don't really, I don't think that a lot of, you know, I think that sometimes feelings can
fall,
can develop, just like when you are just, when you just have a friend that you just like to hit off every once in a while. Sometimes feelings can come. Initially, it just set out, we just fuck on each other when we can, when we want to, but sometimes one person or the, you know, is going to catch feelings. But if I'm just going with, like, I don't want to say like you just Well, like a person who doesn't care. If we're just going off with a person who does not care and consequences be damned, then that's one thing. But I think a side piece, I mean, I personally don't know a side piece that has feelings.
I personally don't know one,
but it's not to say that it can never happen. Mm-hmm. I mean, anything can happen. Of course it can happen. You're still a human fucking being. You just move differently than I do, but mm-hmm. you're still fucking human. So it can happen. And I think I would still say you're a hoe. Because I think you're a hoe that is changing. You're a hoe that is growing because you were getting feelings. Initially, you set out to.
Wait a minute. Initially. Okay. Back up. Okay. Let me say it a different way. Let me say something else.
Go ahead.
Because that's that. Okay. Because there's a number of ways you can become a side chick. Like it's not always just like we met, I knew, I still did it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like a lot of there sometimes circles, if this happens, it's just there's different ways.
Yes.
I know people who have different situations.
Right.
Let's just say they've had different encounters that brought this lifestyle about.
Okay. Yes.
People have different beliefs.
Right.
So just because we think something is wrong, correct. Which is this goes with everything that we talk about, mm-hmm. our definitions, obviously, mm-hmm. that's just how we feel and how right. we see things.
Yes.
But just because we think that it's wrong doesn't mm-hmm. make it wrong or doesn't make it right that mm-hmm. we think something is right. Mm-hmm. So when I look at all the scenarios, so you got your people who automatically offer it. You slept with a married man, you're a hoe.
Right.
Okay, what if he told them, and this is a lover, not this is a regular old person, not a fuck everybody, I don't care, I'm getting mine type person. This is a person who's normal, have hurt, been in relationships, wants to be loved, right. picking the wrong people, whatever you want to call it, mm-hmm. a normal hurt person, mm-hmm. but not malicious, okay. so to speak. Mm-hmm. Selfish, maybe, but hurt and damaged. Mm-hmm. So what you do, you know, you make bad decisions. But moving sometimes.
Maliciously is different from just.
So mm-hmm. this is a person that's got issues, but like whatever, normal person.
Right.
You meet, you know, girl meets boy. I'm going to do both situations.
Okay.
Boy, he doesn't say he's married. Not mm-hmm. wearing a ring, mm-hmm. whatever. Mm-hmm. Gets to kicking it off. Mm-hmm. Start liking each other. We fuck probably too soon, but whatever. We're fucking da 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 da. Then I find out. Mm-hmm. And now I know, mm-hmm. but I don't change. Like I'm not changing anything. Mm-hmm. Okay. So there's that.
Okay.
And then there's the one where I do meet this person. They in rough shape. They're complaining about their, or like maybe I already knew them. So I already knew that their relationship status was, maybe they're complaining about their significant other, mm-hmm. their wife or husband ain't doing this and this and that. And the third, mm-hmm. This person may have even known of them cheating before or whatever, and then I get myself involved in that. So they mm-hmm. already got some fuck shit going. Like your mm-hmm. life is already fucked up. I'm not responsible for anything. You're already a trash person, or your wife is a cheater too. I already know this. You know what I'm saying? So there's those two.
What's one more?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then there's like, I mean, there's more, but like, okay, so that's mm-hmm. that's two little scenarios for you. Mm-hmm. One, I didn't know. Now I do though, and I'm still
and
here.
I'm still
and
doing
then
it.
Two, I did know, but mm-hmm. this shit wasn't peachy. This isn't. I'm not actually doing anything because this is your actions, not mine, and mm-hmm. I can't. Why am I responsible for respecting a relationship that you clearly don't respect?
Uh huh. What's the question?
So how is that a hoe if they're not doing any? If that by definition, if that's what we're saying, mm-hmm. if this person doesn't have respect for the relationship or care for the relationship, how can an outsider have
respect
the accountability and respect? Like how is that on
well, I mean,
that
I
person?
Think
now it's self-reflective if you want to have that type of respect on yourself. But how are they accountable for somebody else's relationship and their relationship status? Is what I'm saying.
Well, I mean, you can only be accountable for your own shit. I mean, you can't be accountable for anybody else's stuff.
Well, right,
you're
but some, a lot of these hoes ain't ruining no relationship.
But
the niggas ruining the relationship, or the female
that's ruining
that is
doing
relationship.
It because they were the ones that took the vows, or they're the ones that's in
correct.
The actual relationship.
Yeah,
and that's
I mean, if you're married. Some of them you're just not
well,
married.
Even
but
if
you know,
you're
but,
in a relationship,
still,
if you're the one that said you're going to be loyal,
you're
and committed,
responsible
you're
for what you're
for
doing
that.
And not doing in your relationship.
But I guess.
It's tricky for me because I see
hard.
How it could be, but it's not fair.
I can only speak for myself, and I can only say for me. I get what you're saying in both scenarios. Like in the first scenario, okay, I kind of get where you could say, well, I'm already into, that's where you're saying I'm into deep now, whatever, whatever. But for me, ultimately, this boils down to, I guess, just the amount of respect you have for yourself.
Like I said, it's more of a self thing. And just,
do you have respect for other women? Regardless, do you don't owe her anything, but do you
a lot
have
of people
some
don't
type
because
of
they don't feel like women have respect have for each other for period then? I think
a lot
a
of women, and which is something like that think, we yeah, choose, that we want to do differently, but for me I think it would just be how much do you value and respect yourself and do you feel like you could do better, because you know that no matter what he says, more than likely he's not going to get out of that situation. So
and
then it comes a part of
how you
get him is
how
you lose him. How you get him is how you lose him. So in that regard, I think that's a whole lot of self-reflection and what you feel like you can do better. Mm-hmm. That's something outside of this nigga and his situation or this woman and her situation. It's all about you and what you're going to do differently and do better. In the other scenario, in the other scenario, I mean, I understand, but it's just that two wrongs don't make a right. So just
it
because his shit was already fucked up,
you're not fucking it up.
You feel like
it's already fucked up.
But just because it's already fucked up, you feel like, oh well, I mean, so my little bit ain't gonna do no more damage because he ain't it shit, they ain't shit, the relationship ain't shit already. So my little razzle dazzle, my little sprinkle on it, my little cherry on the top. Boot. Yeah, it's not affecting anything. I think again. That's just a self-reflection.
Self-reflection, but
and
yeah.
That I think more so again taking for me in those those are very different situations. Mm-hmm. But my answer is kind of similar. You have to remove the nigga and his situation and look at yourself, because at some point, who's done something to you that makes you feel okay to do this? Where did your life detour and take a wrong turn that you felt like that was all you could do, should do, and was worth doing, and that it would be okay? So because you've been hurt and dumped on, now you're doing that to someone else,
right?
Because I don't owe you shit. I didn't marry you, or I'm not in this relationship with you. But it doesn't make it any better. Yeah, he probably, you know, he's doing what he's doing, and you might just be another number. And if he don't do it with you, he's gonna do it another bitch. And I know a lot of people who feel like that way. If it ain't gonna be him, it's gonna be another one. So why
or
not
somebody
be me
before me? It's gonna be somebody after
let me get what I'm gonna get
from it.
She
ain't gonna leave him.
You
she knows. Like
yeah,
there's a lot
there's
of
those,
different. That's
but
what
it's
I'm
just,
saying.
That's a you thing.
Yeah,
that's a you thing.
But so I say that to say because like obviously I've never been in that situation.
No,
and
I
don't plan to be. It's just too messy and too complicated for me. But I get. I understand that. People, we evolve and we grow, and people are damaged and hurt and traumatized and all the
and
other things.
And hurt people hurt
so
people.
So I just don't look at it as yes, you're a whole like I think yeah, whole tendencies or you maybe
you may have
whole,
ways
or
but
like
you're wrong.
At a whole
you're wrong.
Like a place where that would be whole like you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But I can't put a
the
I can't
stamp
fully
of a hoe.
Stamp it in that way because I know that people deal with different things and they're in different places in their life when they make these decisions.
This
when
is
they
true.
Do that. So to put that as a label. Like you were a hoe 2 years ago type of thing and you grew like something like that.
Because Drea
like,
said you can erase
as
your hoe.
I just look at it as a situation. Like a situational or
situational?
Circumstantial. Because yes, I can see, like I said, it could be hoish behavior. I would gladly say that. But I feel like what happens too often, especially in women, is that we label somebody and we put that on them. Doesn't matter to us why or when or who, whatever. It's just that's your label. So that's who you are. And that's what I see everybody else that's doing what you're doing. But we forget that while we may have never been quote unquote a hoe before, but we've been other things before. Like we had to grow. We had to evolve and get to the point where this is wrong to me. But you were raised how you were raised. We don't know how this person, like, you know what I mean? Like and yes, that's why I try not to call people certain names like that. Now, if you stupid, that's different to me because everybody has the ability, unless you can't read, but there's options. There's fucking, you better get my baby could read or something like that. Start from the beginning.
Get audibles.
Audible, whatever. Yep, they read it to you.
Yep.
Like, I feel like stupidity and ignorance, that's on you at a certain point. Like, unless you live somewhere where you can't get books and access to
the
any
resources.
Type of knowledge and resources like that, then fine. But for everybody else, if you have social media, you got access. Like you have access. You got
yeah,
access
I think there's
the
something to be
so
said
some
for
of those
unnecessary
things,
stupidity.
I feel like absolutely. I feel strongly about, and I will label that sometimes as stupid or ignorant or you're dumb as fuck or whatever.
Well,
because
in those
you have,
situations, they may not be whole situations. You're just being stupid,
but, or they could be
you're
stupid.
You're just being
but right.
stupid.
So that's what I mean. Like the whole thing is just tough for me. Like I said in the last one, like yeah, I just feel like it's with intent because I feel like you can make bad decisions and you can hurt people without meaning to, but it's what you do mm-hmm. after that. It's what you mm-hmm. do going forward. Are you learning from it at all, how or you are move. You not? Like, mm-hmm. are you just keep doing it over and over again? Is it because you really don't care, or is it because you don't know how to get out of it, or you don't know any better? You know what I'm saying? So, yes, if that by definition would still make you a hoe, you're a hoe, but it's not like, hoe, keep it moving. Like, oh, that's a hoe, I can't associate. Like, some people just need. They need a me. They need a you. They need, you know, mm-hmm. somebody else to mm-hmm. one, enlighten them and inform them.
Some people just weren't raised
and
that
let
way.
Them understand. Some people never what were taught. It is. And if you're just so quick to, and I'm not saying you, I'm just saying in general, because women are like this.
Yeah.
If you're just so quick to write somebody off because they move differently than you, or they believe something different than you do, and you don't want to be associated, you mm-hmm. it's like you could be helping that woman.
You're
like, you
part
can
of
be
the
picking
problem.
That person up, and you're now a part of the problem because you're just like everybody else who shuts that person out and lets them think, okay, well, yeah, there you're a hoe. Oh, so I'm a hoe. I guess I'm a hoe. Like, I don't have nothing else to offer. Nobody's telling me otherwise. Yeah. This person's treating me like this, but I don't know any different. The women
so
around
I'm
me treat
act
me like this.
What you are saying,
you know
I
what
am.
I mean?
Yeah,
and I'm not saying it as an excuse. I mean, like,
no, people are like
this
that.
Is how people are.
Some
and
people
a lot of people
were never
raised
and they didn't have it instilled in them to respect themselves or to even know what respect looks like.
Or if they were raised.
Watched
maybe it wasn't
your
by a
mother
woman or a
get,
certain,
exactly. you know, like rap shit, the exactly. show rap shit. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? The girl, mm-hmm. Look at her fucking mother.
Correct.
And then you look at her and her mothering. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, in every episode, she wants to be better. She wants to do better for her daughter. But then you see the episode where her daughter with the little birthday party where her daughter was twerk, you know.
Oh, God.
So it's just, and I was just like, what in the, look at the little girl's shirt tied up and, you know, blase, blase.
And cheering. I was so confused.
And it wasn't, she had her mother, then she had her little friends that were the mm-hmm. same way. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, and sometimes, and I've had like a debate about this with other people, it's do you always have to be a product of your environment, or do you at some point have the right mm-hmm. or not even the right, do you have it in you to decide want to do better, or are you going to be stuck in and just become a product of your environment and feel like you had no other alternative? It's a debate I've always had.
It's
probably
it's
a debate we can
one.
Have
it's an
because
ongoing one. It
everybody
is.
Feels differently about it, but I say that
especially
to say,
in our culture.
Yes,
like, we feel one way, and the white people and everybody else is like, you just because you grew up in the ghetto doesn't mean
does
you shouldn't
mean,
you know, be successful or go to college. Da, 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 da.
And it could it's be a, just a, because your debate. Mother was a hoe, does that mean you got to be a hoe? Because correct. People deemed your mother a hoe, does that mean that you're going to be a hoe? And then so on and so on and
well,
so
if we look
forth.
At statistics.
So if you look at
statistics,
then,
yes, we are products of our environment, but what we're saying is you
know,
don't have to be.
Statistically,
have
they have us
that.
Lined up for all sorts of failures. Mm-hmm. But it's a point. There has to become a point where you look around and you're like, fuck, is this all I am and can be? Is this all I want? And it may be hard to get out of it. It may be very
especially
hard. Like,
especially because
in that
your
show,
circle,
you see the struggle.
Birds of a feather flock together.
You see
you're not going to
see
anything different.
You
see
her internal battle. And you see
basically.
Her struggle mm-hmm. with trying and wanting. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, this is all I fucking know.
Yep.
So it's like, as soon as I take 4 steps forward, I'm getting snatched back 10 steps because this is literally the community I'm in. This is all there is to it. And in those cases, I won't say you're not to fault or not to blame, but it's a whole deeper level than I just sat up one day and decided this is what I'm going to do. This right. is what I'm going to be. And that's all I aspire for. There's differences.
Yeah.
So I think I absolutely think that everything in life is situational. Mm-hmm. Everybody finds themselves in different circumstances and situations. I just think that at some point in our lives, mm-hmm. we have to sit back and self-reflect and look at ourselves right. and think where you've come from, where mm-hmm. you are, and where you
want
to be.
Yeah.
And if you're cool with it, cool.
Then that's cool.
Do you. Yeah. But if at any point you can second guess and feel like this, I don't really want to move like this no more. There's got to be something out there other than X, Y, and Z. Then take the necessary steps to look for that
right.
and try and achieve it. Will it be easy? Fuck no. Nothing in life is fucking easy, especially if you're a minority.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is ever going to be easy for us or handed to us. But at some point, do you want to continue to perpetuate the stereotype, or do you want to step out of it and say,
right.
look at me. I don't have to be a hoe because my mom was a hoe or mm-hmm. had hoe ways and was doing this
mm-hmm.
and this and this. But you have to care about yourself and your self-respect and not even the way society perceives, but the way you perceive yourself. Because
mm-hmm.
ultimately, when you looking in the mirror and lay down at night, that's you alone with your thoughts. What the fuck are your thoughts telling you? What are those thoughts
depending
looking
on where
at,
you've been?
And silence
you
is that shit
is
loud.
Is you.
Your inner thoughts are loud. So you gotta change it for you if that's what you want to do. Now, if you happy being a side piece, rock on. Some people are happy.
I just think that more often than not, and I could be wrong, I don't have
there's a story behind it,
but I think that yes, more often than not, because mm-hmm. what person genuinely wants to hurt another person. Only a hurt person.
Hurt people.
Only a hurt person really deep down doesn't care about the next person and wants to hurt somebody. So yeah, I mean, that's a little deep for side chick, side nigga conversation, but it's really true, because a lot of the times you're acting that certain way because of something that happened to you, or because, you know, you do care. Mm-hmm. Like, don't get me wrong, there are some people out in this world that just don't care, and they just weren't necessarily hurt. You feel like, damn, it seemed like they had a good upbringing, had a good parents and whatever, but they just are.
That's how you get them sociopaths, and then that's how you get
a chemical imbalance in there, and you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm, you know, whatever.
Yes, yes.
But honestly speaking, I think that a lot of this, the niggas that don't give a fuck, the women that don't give a fuck.
I agree.
If you listen to the conversation, which I know you have, because we've been hearing it for the last, I don't know, 10, 15 years, like, that, you know, niggas ain't shit, and they keep talking about how the men say, if she this age and she's single and she's still saying niggas ain't shit, it's her, she's the problem, and all that different type of stuff that has begun, until the narrative flipped, and then it's like, fuck niggas get money now. Not just like, oh, men saying fuck bitches get money and da-da-da-da. So we had that shift. But at the same time, these women are hurting. They're hurt. And the men are hurting.
Absolutely.
So what's going to happen? It's a fucking cycle. We're going to keep hurting each other and beating each other down instead of building each other up. Like I said, that's kind of deep for a side chick and a side nigga conversation. But if we want to be real,
it's the core. It's the core of certain things.
This is why these are an issue, and this is why this happens. The same reason why there's a side nigga and a side chick is because this person didn't get out of this relationship. Now, a lot of the times, that person does know. Because like we talked about, there ain't no way you don't know. Because the way some of these motherfuckers is moving, ain't no goddamn way you don't know.
Some people are bold as fuck. I see y'all cheating on social media.
So I know the fuck you cheating. Like, I can see it.
Some are bold as shit.
So that's, again, you don't have that value and that worth and that respect for yourself to leave that situation. Now, I'm not saying what we discussed earlier about having a partnership or an understanding or whatever. But I'm talking about the ones who are hurt, or they're beat down and broke down. They don't have nowhere else to go. They don't know what else to do. They don't have a good enough support system. The people around them have the same mentality that they're going through, so they can't get out of it. They don't see a light, you know, that type of stuff is what I mean. And it's like, because who really, 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 really doesn't want someone of their own, like something of their own? Like,
absolutely.
Sure, sharing can be fun when you don't have to pay the bills and do all the attachment, but that's just like that fun shit. Like, at the end of the day, who really wants to wake up to somebody different every time, or you got to get checked every time because you just keep having sex with different people, or, you know, it takes a toll on you.
Right. Like, everybody wants that. I think
at some point, even if it's not, you're calling it a relationship, you want that person that you can trust in and believe in. Even if you're just having sex, you still want
to be able to
be trusting.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to have to look over your shoulder. You don't want to have to get somebody messaging you in your fucking DMs about they nigga. Like,
whatever
nobody
your circumstance
really
or situation
drama.
Is, you want that all to be your own. We as human, we all want something to call our own. It's just, that's what the fuck it is.
Right.
You want something to call. And again, whether it's just your sex, just we're fuck buddies, or we're really good friends. But like you said, if that's what we are, that's what we are. I don't want to have to worry about the next person trying to tell me that they're also a fuck buddy, or that I need to be tested because you're doing this and this and this. Because at the end of the day, even if it's just fucking, that's still a very high level of trust.
Correct.
That still requires a lot. Some people say it's not a commitment, but if I'm fucking one person and one person only, whether we're calling it a relationship or not, we're just, even if we're just friends that fuck, that is a commitment. We are still committed to fucking each other.
Yes.
And nobody else, if that's what you determine, that's what you say. So with that being said, that's still something I'm calling my own. Is it a relationship? Maybe neither one of us are ready for a relationship. But we have a form of something that we labeled, we understand.
She likes to use committed. I prefer to use agreement.
Agreement, commitment.
Because I've been there, and I don't like
contracts,
term,
whatever you want to say.
We have an agreement. We have a contract of agreement.
Well, I have to say commitment, because for me, it's always a commitment.
But I had an agreement once.
Agreement, a contract, terms and conditions.
Whatever term floats for you, regardless of how you define it, that's yours, and that's what you want.
And that's what we all want. Yeah. You hear women who said that they had a baby because they needed something to love, and for something to love them unconditionally. Yeah. So, and that's in the worst case circumstance. The other dad was this, this, and this, but I got that baby from it, and the baby's gonna love me the way nobody else has. So everybody wants that. Everybody desires it in some way, shape, or form. Companionship, whatever that looks like. Loyalty, whatever, that we all want it. So it's just It just sucks.
It just sucks. And it's a lot. Like I said, it's something that seems so simple. Like, side chick, side nigga.
So, but as he, and it probably, you guys, it's probably going to sound corny, but when I tell you this is literally how Ray and I, like, literally think and feel, I just wish that we could be kinder to one another.
Right.
And actually have a different level of understanding,
right,
and empathy towards other people and their, right, situations, because it may not be anything you've ever been accustomed to, gone through, experienced a day in your life, but to hear someone else's story and not be moved or not have a better understanding of why they may feel the need to sleep with a bunch of
people. Those are some of my favorite stories. I love hearing stories about women who came through that.
You know, I love me some Marilyn Monroe. You can't tell me nothing bad about Marilyn Monroe. I feel like Marilyn Monroe was completely misunderstood. I will never, ever say Marilyn Monroe's a hoe. She was not a hoe.
Y'all see why? The conflict of it.
I don't care.
You see it. The bias. Misunderstood. You see the bias.
It's not. She was misunderstood. You didn't.
You ain't called nobody else misunderstood this whole time.
Well, I think a person that falls in love, that's a misunderstanding. I just can't see you intentionally setting out to hurt someone and devour their feelings. That's the only thing, maybe it's just because that's not the way I operate and I have to look outside of myself, but I'm just not a cruel person like that. And I just can't see somebody else being willing, just willingly being cruel. She's misunderstood.
I don't know. I don't know much about Marilyn. I never really into her like that.
I almost said something. Never mind.
My arm hurts.
Yeah, I almost said that's like the one white woman that I like, but I did.
Okay, because when you say almost said it and then you say it, I don't know.
I feel like that's one of the cases you were talking about where there was a story behind the way she moved. And if you think about it, I can't say a lot, but there are plenty of women who move a certain way and carry themselves a certain way sexually because they never had, they're looking for that love. They're looking, correct, for the father figure. They're looking for something that they lacked. And the only way that they know how to get it or they can even try and attain it is through sleeping with other people. Are you a hoe for that? No, I don't think you're a hoe. I think you're misguided. And I think that you have to get to the root of what
that's exactly
is causing you to do this. But until you're willing to get to the root of it, you just have to be prepared for what you're going to be perceived as. And that may not be, that's not your intent. It's not your goal. It's not what you want. But you can't help. That's the way you're moving.
Yeah.
Because you haven't taken the time to heal or look at anything further. Same thing with niggas typically get out here like this because a bitch hurt your heart, and when a nigga's feelings is hurt, it is the end
because
it's the end of the universe. It's that one girl that hurt your little heart.
It might have been middle school shit, it might have been,
and it's the end of the world, because niggas could never a man could never endure what he puts a woman through. Ever in life can a man.
I don't think y'all heard us when we said ever.
Never in life. This one, the next one, the past one, the next after that.
Period.
Will a man be able to endure the things that he subjects a woman to and then looks like, what the fuck is your problem?
On the daily.
Never.
Like, on the daily.
So, women, we are expected to, and we are
strong as fuck.
Dope like that, and we have the capability to, it may take us a minute to get over it, but we're going to do what we got to do. We're going to move on, and we're going to try not to hold you in the same regard we held this nigga that did the last shit to us. A nigga, on the other hand, that girl in second grade broke his heart because he said that they were boyfriend and girlfriend, and from second grade up until 50 fucking five, every woman is a bitch. They ain't worth nothing. They're gold niggers. They're this. A nigga could never endure what he puts a woman through, and they get that one heartbreak, and they're damaged.
And they
they're
go
damaged,
on a,
and it's
fucking
a
rampage.
It's a wrap.
Of hurting people.
Hurt.
Hurt than what the second grade motherfucker did. More damage. Like,
regard.
You talk about collateral damage. Like,
very much
the
so.
The shit that, like she said, like, just, you just couldn't even fathom.
You could not
trying
fathom.
To handle
a man,
like, walking
cannot,
on these motherfucking shoes.
A man,
like,
could not. And that's why I don't understand why women are so, I don't understand how we're considered the weaker of the species. I don't understand,
I don't know
how we
the
are
bottom of the fucking
be,
barrel.
I don't get it. Because as women, first of all, if we just really came together and loved on each other, Oh my God, because we're powerful individually. We're powerful Correct. With a handful of our homegirls, a handful of our aunts, mothers, and sisters. If women really got together, you talking about world fucking domination. They think that women act off emotion. Women do not act off of you. They talk about women act off of emotion and could we really be a president? Men fucking rule. Their lives are ruled.
Yeah, what whether keeps
they
happening?
Choose to admit it or not, your life
man
is
after
ruled.
Man after man. How many times they gotta emotion. Fuck up before you say, okay, let okay, maybe we should try
let
something
a woman
else.
Do it.
You finally let like, okay, let us try something else with the black man. So, oh my God, that was the end of the
and
world.
He wasn't even all black.
He
I
was
you, though,
like, but that was the end of all. And I'll be all like, well, we let one nigga in, and you see what happened? No, we didn't. It was one nigga. One nigga don't speak for all niggas. I mean, we voted that way, but one nigga don't speak for all niggas.
This is not one like, band, one
y'all,
sound.
Y'all just fucking gave us a little, here you go, here. Here's like,
it was
you know what I'm saying?
To pacify.
Like,
you tried
that
to
wasn't
pacify.
It.
Y'all tried to pacify.
Like, you have but, to have, like, anyway, that's a whole different, don't even
it's
get
a different
politics.
Topic, but like, yeah, yeah, I went for the politics just, because I just be like, whatever. But ultimately, the point of that was to just show or to say, in our opinion, how dope women are and how underrated right. we are for the shit that we do and put up with and the way that we move. We hold families on our back, no right. matter what size that family is. We hold the family structure on our fucking back. And again, tying into what we, the point of that before I got on my little rant about men, because it's not that I think men ain't shit or whatever the case may be. There are some who aren't. However, literally, if they could just get over their ego right. their pride and whoever hurt their little heart mm-hmm. because we all get there, we've all been heartbroken more than one time. If you can get over it and open up to and not have to be mm-hmm. on your well bitches ain't shit and you know how men get to operate in a movement yep. think about what it could be. Think about the woman
think
that you let
you
go think like, about the yeah, woman that could love you. And you if you just did that mm-hmm. the same way we're expected to do it, because you fuck up with us and we supposed to get over it because you said sorry.
Right.
Nigga, it's a way because you said sorry. I don't fuck you and that fucking sorry bastard. I don't give a fuck right. about it. Like, and but you want me to get over it, right? So, nigga, you get over it too. Yeah. You get over it and open up and let somebody in and see what the possibilities are. Real men, please stand up. Please stand up.
Woo, we gave it to y'all on that one.
Yeah, because I think that there's a lot to be said. There's, again, yeah, for sure. people that are side niggas and side chicks. And it usually, probably 95% of the time, boils down to somebody who has been so hurt and so closed off that they'd rather move mm-hmm. that way than to let somebody mm-hmm. else in and risk their own. Because if you're with somebody else, I don't have to really put too much of my heart and soul into that shit.
Right, exactly.
Because
I don't have to get hurt.
You're with
I don't
someone
you know,
else.
It's not, no,
ultimately,
you know
I know
here.
Where we stand. Yep. I don't have to have that risk.
Yep.
But those that don't know or whatever the case may be, however it works out, I'm telling you, it's at least, it might even be a little more than 95%. It's
that's
a high
a good,
percentage,
a high
though, of people who fall into being players, hoes, yeah. side pieces, ultimately because you never recovered or bounced back or took the time sure. to sure. get over your last situation before you hop into your next situation. So it's way easier to be closed off.
Mm-hmm.
It's
and
way
I
easier
want,
to be closed
I
off.
I want y'all to listen to this, and it's not often, but I want you to prove me wrong. I want you to prove Q wrong, like... But I don't think you can. Like, I honestly...
No.
Wholeheartedly
and I
hate
to say we're just also right, but...
No, but about this in particular, we all know. And if you sit and act like these people aren't hurt that are choosing this lifestyle, not 100% of them, but the majority. The majority of these people are choosing it because they're hurt. They're damaged. They, you know, dealing with trauma that they haven't yep. healed from. They go from situation to situation. They never heal from a relationship.
Just dragging luggage.
They
just
got their parents'
luggage
and baggage. You know yep. what I'm saying? These motherfuckers is locked and goddamn loaded with issues, and they just go from person to person, dropping off little pieces
ready
of their shit.
Ready to empty the clip.
One man's treasure, another man's treasure. I don't know
clip.
How, but yes, yeah. all over the place, just mm-hmm. defecating on everything with all their shit.
Yeah.
Literally.
Absolutely.
But yeah, so like I said, get up on here, tell us otherwise, but...
Or show us.
Or show us otherwise.
Prove.
Show us your
show
very
prove.
Beautiful side nigga, side chick repertoire. Like, let us see it, because I'm not saying it don't exist. I'm just saying it's far and few in between. Like... And that's
that. On that.
All right,
standing
well,
on it.
We like,
said all
like
that.
Like I
our
said,
chest,
we
all of
we
that.
Gave it to y'all. We gave it to y'all, but y'all needed to hear it. So. yeah, y'all know where to find us. Instagram at the Goddess Babes Sip and Spill. YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, at the Goddess Babes. Email rayandq@thegoddessbabes.com. Did I miss anything?
Nope, I think that's it.
Okay, so.
I think that's it. That covers it all, I believe.
Whatever you sip.
Wherever you sip.
Whenever you sip.
Sip with us, the Goddess Babes.
Bye. Keep it wet.